Hey everybody, welcome to the first episode of Pop Goes the Culture, episode one, Travis and Chris versus the world.
It's got a nice long ring to it.
Yeah, I think so. That's episode one, Roman numeral one.
Yes, I.
Yes.
Episode I.
Yes, yes, very good. Okay, so on today's episode, myself and Chris will be discussing video games.
Yes.
All about video games, something near to dear to both of our hearts. Basically because it's pretty much been in our lives, our whole lives, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Did I say that twice?
Something like that. Okay. I understood it.
All right. So, let's just get right into it. So, current systems. What do we have right now? Okay. So, Chris, you want to start this off? What do you?
Ooh, that's kind of an unfair question.
No, it's not. It's a simple question. What systems do you have right now, man?
What systems do I play with right now?
Yes.
Okay. As of the last week, my girlfriend and I have been playing. I got her Tetrisphere for the N64. It's at her apartment.
So you actually play it on the 64?
Yeah, actually play it. Not an emulator.
Right.
Not the Wii or the Wii U through the eShop. No, the cartridge with the box and the manual. All
right,
on the controller, on the system with the yellow controller.
That's what's getting you going right now.
That's what's getting us going.
All right.
And then we also have Mario Kart 8 on the Wii U.
On the Wii U?
Yes. Mario Kart on the Wii U.
We'll be getting into the Wii U later on. Yeah. All right.
And then where I currently stay at with my sister, I let my nephew, my oldest nephew, Junior, he, ever since I moved in, he's been staring at my Xbox 360 with like a cold stare. So now it's in his room.
Okay.
I would come home from work and he'd in my room and he'd be on my bed playing WWE 13. So now every day since it's been summer, I knock into his room just to say hello that I'm home, and I look at the TV and I look at him and he has the Xbox 360 in his hand with the light blinking, and I look down and he presses pause because he wants to talk to me, and it's the CM Punk screen on the 13. So that's all he's playing.
Yes.
So, and I dabble with him every now and then. I don't play wrestling games that often. So I tried playing Ghost a couple of days ago while he wasn't there.
The
Call of Duty Ghost.
Call of Duty Ghost. Yeah. Okay.
And I have a Nintendo and a Super Nintendo and a GameCube. I rotate them. Sometimes I bring them up to my nephew's room. Sometimes I take them to Lisa's house, and we'll just dabble in whatever games I end up bringing.
And those are systems you've had, right? Because I remember at one point seeing a picture of a game room that you had at one point.
Oh, Lord, that game room.
That was pretty intense, man. That was.
I found a Mexican way to have everything hooked up on one television. There's these, I don't know what you call it, but it's like an outlet box where you can plug
in. Yeah,
like,
yeah. You put multiple, and you can switch the screen.
Yeah.
I have one too, yeah.
Yeah.
So Mexican way. It's actual piece of electronics you can buy to switch over different things, man. Come on now.
Because I'm one-track mind. I thought, oh, man, you'll buy eight different, like, tube TVs.
So just because you bought it at Walmart doesn't mean it's Mexican. Yeah.
I shocked because there's so many of them there. It's like I figured, oh, this is the border. Like every Walmart's like close to a border or something.
It's getting there. It's getting there.
You're getting there. Yeah. But yeah, at my old place, I had my Nintendo, my Super Nintendo, my GameCube, and my N64, and my Wii all hooked up on one TV, and my computer was also plugged into it. So I'd sit there.
Screw the computer. Come on, now. You got all that stuff. So,
yeah. So I had all that. But now that I'm in between places, I'm just...
So right now it's the 64.
64, Wii U, the 360, and my nephew's Wii. Every now and then I'll bump in with Mario Kart when he's playing.
Because I got you on my friends list on 360, but I don't really ever see you on the 360.
If I add my... if I give you my nephew's...
Yeah.
Oh, he doesn't even have Xbox Live. But if you link up, because he has online access, you link up to it, you'll see him on there all the time. Yeah. And he only plays two games. He took over my Halo 4, and he took over my Dojo. He's taking over all my stuff. He's taking over my friends. we go to pay-per-views and stuff, and we hang out, and my nephew's like, hey, tell Lisa I said hi. When are we going to go watch wrestling together? And like, whenever we go watch wrestling, hey, so we're going to Aaron's house to watch so-and-so,
well,
whatever.
I did sit next to him at TLC, and I must say he's much more enjoyable than you are.
It's a broomstick with a pair of pants is more enjoyable than I am.
Yeah. And he kept, he's civilized. He kept his clothes on and, like, some people around here.
Hey, you don't want people walking around in your carpet, so I took off my flip-flops and I'm barefoot, so.
I'll get the mop out ready. All right.
What systems do you have?
Okay. Well, currently, in my living room right now, which was not supposed to be in my living room, I kind of conned my wife into letting me have them in the living room, was I have the PS3 and the Xbox 360. That's what I have right now. I did have the Wii.
You did have the Wii.
I did have the Wii.
I don't think I ever heard you mention this before.
Well, we had it and I liked it.
But
I think the novelty was starting to wear off a little bit for me. But the kicker was we got the Kinect for the 360.
Oh, okay.
Because before I had PS3 and Wii. Uh-huh. And then for Christmas, my wife, she got me the new remodeled 360 with the Kinect. Yeah. And I was like, well, no hands at all. Okay. Bye, Wii. Nice knowing you. And we just sold that to family or something, friends or something.
Mexicans.
Yeah. So that's what I have right now. And I guess currently on the 360, I've always been a PS person, okay? And I've always had the majority of my games for the PS2, PS3. But I've noticed, I've switched over, I'm starting to convert some of my games. When I'm buying new games, it's for the 360 now.
Ah.
Two reasons for that. One, the PS3 is serving just fine as a media unit for my Blu-rays and apps like Netflix and things like that. I think the apps and things like that work a lot better on the PS3 for me. You know, it's just for me. I still play every once in a while on the PS3, but mainly it's for the 360. I got games on 360 now because I noticed that's where all my friends are on 360. Even though, ironically, I never play online with them. It's like, oh, Abel's online. Yeah, okay.
It's weird because when you have I've noticed it too. When I notice a lot of people are playing online, they're not playing what I'm playing.
Yeah.
And I don't want to play what they're playing.
Exactly.
Like, if I'm in the mood to play Plants vs. Zombies, to hell with Halo and Call of Duty, I'm going to get my zombie on.
And I think Xbox 360 is a little more user-friendly for my wife. And since it is in the living room, I do try to, you know, be accommodating to her needs for video games, because she has turned into quite the gamer there.
Really?
Yeah. It's not like hardcore gaming, like Call of Duty or anything like that, you know, but...
What does she play?
Well, what? Huh?
She plays Peggle?
Yes!
Yes! High three for picking the keeper. Yeah, I love Peggle.
Actually, we downloaded Peggle 2.
Yeah, you told me about that a while back. They ported it down because it used to be only on Xbox One.
She's also into the dance games.
Oh.
Actually, matter of fact, before we came over tonight, she was actually playing Dance Central 3.
Oh. Yeah. Is she a Nintendo fan at all?
A little bit. But the 360, I've seen, that's the most I've seen her play. So I don't know what it's the controller, easy to use, things like that, I guess.
Yeah.
She was playing the Wii for a little bit. Matter of fact, when we had the Wii, we had Smash Brothers Brawl?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had Smash Brothers Brawl, and we had some friends over, and that was, it was quite fun.
Yes.
Yeah, I had the two controls. Oh, well, we're going to get into that here in a minute about favorite games and genres and things like that. So I don't want to delve too much into it. We'll say that for here in just a minute. But my favorite games that I'm playing right now,
mm-hmm.
Are for the 360, actually. Injustice.
Oh, yeah.
Injustice, the fighting game.
You've got almost every map pack or costume or everything.
Everyone now. I didn't before, but my wife for birthday, Christmas, I don't know what it was, she got me some points.
Bloop.
There it goes.
Just in time for the $25 super duper limited edition.
Exactly, yeah.
That has everything already on it.
Yeah. Speaking of, I don't know why I'm telling this on this thing right here, but Groupon has Injustice, the Game of the Year edition, with all the unlocks and everything, for $20 for all the systems. Just saying.
Word? I've heard so many good things about Injustice, and apparently the new Mortal Kombat that's coming out off of that engine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I need to warm up.
Well, the last Mortal Kombat, that was like probably one of the last games I bought for the PS3. just because Mortal Kombat and there's the WWE games, the yearly games, I've always had those on the same systems, and I try to, I guess my OCD kicked in, and I like collections. I like to have the same games on the same systems. Mm-hmm. The only adjustment to that has been the Batman. That's another game, the Arkham series. I got the first one, Arkham Asylum, for PS3, and the other ones have been for the 360.
City and Origins? Mm-hmm. You got Origins?
Mm-hmm. I haven't beat that one yet. And I'll tell you, well, I love the fact that it's a different developer that made the game, but they were able to incorporate all the, they were able to use all the maps and everything. So if you're familiar with Arkham City and you play that game, you're familiar with the maps and the areas, it's all the same in Arkham Origins, except it's fresher because it's an origin story. So it's, yeah. So they kind of tweak things here and there. So if you remember buildings and things like that, and City, yeah, it's pretty. The thing that irritated the hell out of me out of Origins is trying to get into missions. You have to get past like certain gangs, whatever. Which in Arkham City, it's not so bad because it's a bunch of thugs. You know, they got baseball bats and things like that. And you're fucking Batman, right? Yeah, I ain't gonna stop them. But in Origins, you're going up against Gotham PD because you're still a vigilante and they don't know who you are and this and that. Yeah. And you're going up against 5 or 6 SWAT dudes in like armor and tasers, automatic rifles, SWAT gear, the shields, and it's like, man, screw this. All right, are you okay? Tell me this: you're a gamer, I'm a gamer. Do you do this? Like, whenever you are playing a game and you're stuck in a spot, do you like restart it and keep going, or do you try it a few times and then you say, "What? I gotta put it down," and I walk away. And then from that, you just don't want to put the game in anymore because you know where you're at in a game and you don't want to get pissed off. Or do you get like that too? Exactly. Yeah,
that was my issue with Deadpool, nah. 360. Oh my god! On a scale of 1 to 10, the comedic value was about a 46. It was freaking hilarious.
46 out of what?
Out of 10. So, and the game, there were times where it was hard and I had to stop or I'd take a break or take a piss get laid and then I'd come back and play it until I got to the very last level. And it was pretty much, all right, so you've beaten all these people so far. The last level, we're going to put all the people you've beaten at once.
Go
fuck yourself. And after about 45 minutes to an hour on 4 different occasions, I checked on Best Buy to see what my trade-in value was and saw that I got extra 50% credit. Bye-bye. Which is weird now that you mention it, because on the 360, the only games that I've ever beaten to the very end so far have been Peggle Knights, mm-hmm. both of them together. Mm-hmm, you want to combine those. Mm-hmm. Plants vs. Zombies. And that's it. Oh, I'm sorry. Call of Duty Black Ops 2.
Okay.
That's the only games I finished through. Like, Deadpool, I can't. I gave up on it. Ghosts, I'm, like, getting bored of it. Like, I'm not really a big fan of
that. You can't get into it.
Right? I can't get into it. I've got a couple of old Call of Duty games that I got at, like, a pawn shop for, like, $4 or $5 each to try because I've heard they were that good. Mm-hmm. But other games, I just, like, I've Dirt 2, I couldn't beat that. Forza Motorsports 4, I think, for the 360, mm-hmm. the last one before they went new gen.
Okay, yeah.
I couldn't beat that because it got too monotonous and too easy that I just got, there wasn't any, even on hard and like expert, there wasn't any motivation for me to finish it.
Yeah.
I was like, so okay, so I couldn't finish that either. it's weird on that system. There's games, like even Super Street Fighter 4, I don't think I've beaten it.
But you weren't a Street Fighter guy, were you?
I'm a fighting guy sometimes, yeah. Depending on the game. Arkham Asylum I bought.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't, I just wasn't motivated enough to finish it.
Okay. Fair enough, because that's a pretty big game.
It's weird, because when I was younger, I used to like find the cheat codes, or I'd go online, mm-hmm. and I'd try to find mm-hmm. out whatever. And now I don't want to do that. I'd rather find it out on my own to the bitter end, or I get rid of it. Like, Paper Mario for the Wii, I got, like, there's 100 levels. I got to level 94 where there's, like, all these clouds and you're supposed to find different things. And I got so frustrated.
Well, let's talk about this for a second. Cheat codes. We grew up in a generation.
The Game Genie.
The Game Genie.
And the Contra code.
And, yeah, the Contra code. It went in. Then after that, it was, you know, Game Shark, if you remember that little phase. Yeah. You know what kills me for first-person shooters? I grew up as first-person shooters, Doom and Doom 2 and Wolfenstein. Stay with me on this. All those games have God codes. You type in a code on the keyboard and you're God. You can't die. You don't run out of ammo. You get spoiled on that shit, man. And then when you come in here to this current generation, you know, I guess I just, you know what, that got me lazy. I don't want to say spoiled. It got me lazy. Like, I don't want to bother with this dying crap when I can just put on a God code and be done with it. Oh, are you like God. That too? I mean, just, you know, being in that mindset of, hey, where's all the good codes at?
The Konami code at? I tried to dabble in it. Like, I didn't do the Konami code that often. I remember unlocking, like, Unlimited Turbo for NBA Jam Tournament Edition on the Super Nintendo.
I only did the Konami code for two games. Actually, one game, really, because I needed it the most.
Super Contra?
Contra.
Oh, the first
Contra.
One.
That game is... No! Okay. All right, you know what?
Are we going to the next chapter? Act two.
We're going to jump around here for a little bit. Okay. Oh, this is a good transition. It makes sense, because we're going to talk about... our first systems.
Oh my God! I had the fondest memory.
This is gonna take a while.
Yeah.
Because first of all, how old are you?
I am going to be 33 in 10 days.
Happy birthday! That's the best you're gonna get from me. I turned 34 this year,
Grandpa.
Okay.
1 year older. Your life is over. Yeah.
Listen here, you little
whippersnapper. Yeah.
You see, what the thing is
the young people don't understand what the games are all about.
It's all about the pudding. And the Jell-O.
And the Kodak film and the Crystal Pepsi.
2 points if you recognize all those references. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Christmas 1988. I woke up to the Nintendo.
Nice.
It was the super pack. It came with Super Mario Brothers, Duck Hunt, with the zapper, two controllers. You're set to go, right?
Yeah.
You got everything. That right there will set you for life, really. Now, that wasn't my intro to video games. My intro to video games was my older cousins. They had the Atari 2600.
Ooh.
The joystick, you know, the joystick, the classic, you know, the Pitfall and all, you know. All that, you know, Qbert, you know. Mm-hmm. any classic Atari game I had access to, and I was a kid when I was playing it, so yeah, that was my intro. My first system that I owned was the Nintendo NES.
Nice.
Now I'm playing with power. And what was your first system? So I don't want to tell.
No, we're on the same wavelength, okay. Dude. I've got fond memories of taking the 40 Metro bus, the P-Corps, right down to 34th Street, and my mom and me going to the Kmart, mm-hmm. and putting payments on layaway for it. And then, like, one day because my dad was a trucker all his life, that one day he was in town and it was time for me to put the when it was time for my mom to make the final payment, so he drove us, and I had this huge ass box. I'm like walking out of the thing, this huge ass box, and my dad's walking in front, like rigging security guard, make sure nobody like ganks in front of me. Because back then, I remember being a kid. If you had an NES, it doesn't matter what kind of reputation you had, that was gonna change.
Yeah, because everybody wanted to go to your house, yes. because you had the Nintendo.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I just had my fond memories of Nintendo were besides the games, but were just. We were down the road from a Randall's grocery store. Okay. Does anybody remember Randall's?
Yes.
Okay. At that time, they were the only grocery store in my area that had a video game section. No, it wasn't a video game section. It was a video section, you know, where you had to rent VHSs. Okay, that's another topic for another day.
Yeah.
But over to the side, against the wall, there was a brand new section for this thing called video games in Nintendo. And I still remember, okay? I can't remember shit that happened 20 minutes ago. I forget your name sometimes. Okay, your name is Chris.
Pablo.
Okay, yeah, Pablo. But I can remember my first game that I rented.
Really?
The first game that I rented, Tiger Shark. It was an over-the-head point of view, kind of like 1942,
mm-hmm.
but you were in a, I don't think it was an Apache helicopter, but it was a wartime helicopter. You're going around villages and just shooting things, pretty much. That's how it was back then. You just went around and shoot things. That was my first game that I rented. Why I remember that, I have no effing idea. But that was the first game that I rented.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't top that. I don't remember renting stuff for a long time. I don't remember renting until well into the Super Nintendo.
And now that I said that, I probably won't remember that anymore.
Well, don't worry. You got it on tape.
Yeah. Oh, shit. We're not recording. No, I'm just
kidding. Man.
So that's... And, you know, things like that. Just going to the video store and waiting for the newest, you know, seeing the latest releases. You know, that's how it all started for me, you know. Of course, that's how I went through the ages, you know, up until recently.
Yeah.
You know, that's if you're a kid in the 80s and 90s, I mean, that's how it was. And that system lasted me. I don't know what happened to my original one, but I remember 92... I want to say 92, I got a Genesis.
Never played Genesis.
Never played Genesis.
I might have played a few times, but I never owned one. I might have played Sonic a couple of times.
You know what I did for the Super Nintendo? This is going to sound weird. No, not weird, I guess. I don't know. Because, you know, that was a big war going on. Do you remember the Nintendo Sega war mm-hmm. at the time, you know?
Mario versus Sonic.
Genesis can when Nintendo don't. Or
yeah, when Nintendo don't.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bad slogan, Jesus. I remember because my mom bought me the Genesis for Christmas. And it was cool because of Sonic. And I was 12. And to a little kid, Sonic is badass.
Yeah.
You know? Compared to this little plumber dude.
With the hat.
Yeah, the hat and cartoony and whatnot. Of course, now we like it better, but that's another story.
Yeah.
What we would do, every so often when some new games would come out for the Super Nintendo, we would actually rent the system from the video store. Before Blockbuster was in our area, I think Blockbuster was a thing. It came out, but it wasn't in our area. We had Video Central, which turned into Hollywood Video.
Oh, yeah.
Which turned into empty lots everywhere.
Yeah.
but it originally, it was Video Central. I remember when they opened up, that was the shit. I mean, that was the hot place to go. Because remember, 92, I mean, that era, that was VHS. I mean, videos in general were just, I don't want to
like
say new.
The rental idea.
Yeah, exactly. So you can just rent. Buzz. You know, yeah. wait a few months and you can go to a video store and just rent it for a few bucks. Okay. And that's when they started doing the $1.99 things and different things like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually where I got introduced to old wrestling tape trading or tapes. But
man.
That's
another episode.
I think there's another podcast for that.
Yeah.
But that was where we would actually go. They were the first place that I actually saw where you can actually rent systems. I coerced my mother into letting me rent the system for a weekend or a week. I can't remember what it was, but I would get like two or three games, and it was like Super Contra was one, Super Castlevania, Super WrestleMania were some of the ones that are...
Oh, for the Super Nintendo?
Yeah.
You must mean Contra 3 Alien Wars.
It was Super Contra to me. Because even then at the time, it was kind of funny. Oh, it's Super. Okay, all this thing is Super. Of course, there's like Street Fighter and Super Mario World, things like that. Of course, you play those first, but... That's my earliest memories of the Super Nintendo. And I actually didn't get a Super Nintendo of my own until my late teens when I just went out and a friend had won it and he said, "You won?" I was like, "Yeah, sure." So that's how I have my Super Nintendo now.
Nice.
You said you never had a Genesis.
Never.
So you were Super Nintendo.
I've been a Nintendo kid from birth. I had my Nintendo.
You should have a tattoo or something saying that.
Something like that. Like if there was only something on my left side of my neck or something. Yeah, I don't know. There's just yellow rash here. If I don't know where I got it. I had my original Nintendo until Tropical Storm Allison. Screwed it up. I lost a lot of stuff there. So I had to rebuy that one bitch. Another one. I know. Oof. Yeah. And I learned my lesson because for Hurricane Rita, it happened like maybe a month or two after Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans and saw what it did to them, and it paranoid me the hell out.
Mm-hmm.
I worked at Capital One on Westheimer and had a parking garage, so I got my old Camaro that I had at the time, and I got all my important stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So basically...
Wait, first year. What year Camaro?
95. Okay. It was like F-body.
Okay.
So I got all my video game systems. I got all my my posters. And I got all my poetry books, and I got all my CDs, and I got all my DVDs, which I didn't have that many at the time, but the stuff I had was because I had like import stuff,
yeah.
Japanese stuff. And I packed it in the car, filled it full of gas, drove to work on that day that they told me, "Hey, you know what? It's about to pour down. You need to get out of here." I parked the car in the middle of the parking garage. And I took the bus back home, and I got my mom's car, and I hauled ass to San Antonio. And I made sure that car was there in the garage where no one had access to it. No one knew it was in it, and not all of my stuff was safe. And I do that a lot afterwards, after that.
Makes sense, actually. Where's this parking lot now?
I think the batch still works. I don't know. I moved up to the Super Nintendo. God, I love that system. I didn't for all the systems that I've ever played, I never really delved in too many games for each system. Like I only picked the stuff that I knew I would like.
So, well, back then it was a money thing. Well, it's still a money thing, but you know, you had to go off what your parents would want to buy for you, you know.
Yeah.
And it was the same thing for me. I didn't have a lot of games. Oh, we would rent a lot. That's what it was. We just rented everything. So I've played a lot of games. I just didn't own a lot of games.
Yeah, I don't feel like I've played too many games as opposed to how many games were actually in the library. Like, NES has, like, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of games. I feel like I might have only cracked 50, 55.
But out of all the hundreds of games, how many...
good ones
are exactly, there? Exactly, yeah. There are classics, you know, that still hold up, you know.
Like, Super Nintendo, like, no joke, Mario World, right off the top. I would beat it 100% that I clear it out to start over again.
I've got more... I think... I want to say a more classic game... maybe from the Nintendo than the Genesis. There's the Sonic series, of course. There's a couple X-Men games that I loved to play. I'm drawing a blank on some other ones, but I
because it's been so long.
Yeah, there's that, and then it went to like they had a lot of gimmicks, you know, like the zap. They try to outdo the zapper, so they got like the six shooter thing. I can't remember what the minister.
Yeah.
Yeah, it had like a scope and a rifle arm and all, and it had a 6-in-1 game cartridge. That was one gimmick. Then they came out the Sega CD.
Mm-hmm.
Which I kind of like the Sega CD. It's gimmicky as hell, but I mean Sewer Shark was the game that came with it. That was a fun game. I don't know. I had nostalgia, I think it's kicking in right now, and it's better than what I'm in my head it's better than what it actually is, I know, I'm sure. But there was that was when the first Mortal Kombat. Well, no, I'm sorry, I take that back. Mortal Kombat was the first on Genesis, and then it came back out on the Sega CD, and I got it again.
Did it look better on the Sega CD?
I want to say so. Yeah, I'm going to say yes.
But I know you love bragging to your Super Nintendo friends that your Genesis version
yes,
had blood.
Yes, they had blood, and I laughed at their faces. Like, what is this piece of? What is this? What is this gray stuff that's coming out, you know?
It's sweat.
Yeah, yeah. Do you remember... Did you have Mortal Kombat for...
A friend of mine saved up his money and a Jehovah's Witness friend. And he bought it and he hid it under his mattress.
Yeah.
So when the parents were asleep and we'd all had spent the night at his house, break out the Super Nintendo Mortal Kombat, we start hitting each other and everything... And yeah, we knew. Because we would play it at the grocery store. We knew what it was supposed
to
be.
You're about to beat me to it. I was about to mention that. Because there was one aspect of video games in the early 90s that we haven't really touched on yet.
Arcades. Oh.
Okay. We had, I want to say, I always go to Pasadena Town Square Mall. Definitely back then. You wouldn't go there now, trust me. No. But yeah, back in the day, Pasadena Town Square Mall was the place to go. Not just for arcades, but that was the mall in Pasadena. Yeah. It was a good place. It was a good mall. They had a huge patio area with a good fountain area, and they had a little big statue. Had a lot of unique things for a mall to have.
Yeah.
And one of them was a huge arcade.
Do you remember the name of the place?
I want to say, I could be wrong, I want to say Full Tilt.
Okay.
I could be totally wrong on that, if anybody knows the answer to that, if anybody's from Pasadena. I think I want to say Full Tilt. There was one later on in Alameda Mall. I don't remember the name of that one. But that was another pretty big one.
I think that was a Tilt one too. It was like right on the wall. Like you didn't go inside the mall. Like you could have just gone into
because it was right. It was at the end of the patio area.
Yeah,
it's weird. All the arcades are around the patio area or the. Why am I saying patio? It's the food court.
Yeah.
What?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, food court. Go back last 5 minutes. Anytime I said patio, just replace it with food court. All right. So they're always next to the food court. Baybrook Mall had one too, but it always seemed really small to me for some reason.
I never went out there. I thought it was too far when I was younger. Or my parents thought it was too far. I never went out the belt. Mm. So, like, I had a few glimpses of Alameda.
So, where would you go to?
Oh, Lord.
Besides convenience stores, we're going to get in here in just a second.
Northline Mall, specifically. Northline Mall. I know it off the top of my head. I grew up in it. It was a timeout. And then later on, it became Sega's timeout.
Okay.
Where it was the arcade place to go, and they had, like, oh god, I remember they had like three different versions of Street Fighter, and then
everybody did back then.
And then they traded it up, all of them, to have the latest version, because it was Street Fighter 2, mm-hmm. Street Fighter 2 uh-huh. Turbo, uh-huh. Street Fighter 2 Championship uh-huh. Edition, Street Fighter 2
Thunder.
It's something else, like Lightning Edition or something like that. And then it became like,
was there a Championship Edition?
Yeah, I said it already.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh no,
it was Turbo and then Hyper.
Hyper. That's
Turbo it Hyper Championship Edition. And then they broke out Super Street Fighter 2.
The four new characters.
Yeah. And then Super Street Fighter 2, like, Championship Edition or something like that. That was more after that. Like, oh,
you know
God.
What I remember about Super Street Fighter 2? I went to the arcade, and that was the first time I remember seeing a detailed cutscene. It was the one, it was Ryu versus Sagat.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, showing, like, right, Ryu all, like, you know, getting all pumped up for Hadouken,
mm-hmm.
and it was like the first like animated cinematic sequence.
If you were playing it one player, it told a story.
I'm gonna backtrack for just a second. X-Men. You know what I'm talking about when I say X-Men.
Six players, two TVs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not. Yeah.
So four players, right?
They had two versions. They had the arcade,
because they had
the single screen was four players, and the big one was six players on two screens.
Yeah, the single one was where all the cheap arcade were, you know. Mm-hmm. But the real arcade places had the double screen.
Celebration Station, right off of 59, and it's still there. It's a Zuma, but that building is still there. And yeah, man, they had like this walk. There's like, you go in there, and it's all like a big open floor, but then there's like a little indention where you take steps to go down, and there's like more arcades, and at the very end of that extension had that in a caddy corner,
mm-hmm.
was the two screens at the six
That's
players.
The only place you could put it, because it's so big.
Everyone wanted to be Wolverine. Nobody wanted to place
necessarily.
The people I hung out with, nobody wanted to be Storm. Nobody wanted Nobody wanted to be Jubilee. Dazzler. No, Nightcrawler, they didn't like their Turbo. Cyclops was weak. And then Colossus, like everybody, the people that
Colossus, dude, that was awesome.
As soon as they died, they wanted to die just so they could and then as soon as they got back to life, the first thing they do, they rush through all their infestials without even knowing. Dude, save it for something important, you dummy.
Not for one of those plant. No, wait for a screen full of sentinels.
Oh Lord.
Actually, the X-Men game, the X-Men arcade. I take that back. X-Men Arcade was the first sequence, animated sequence.
Yeah.
With Magneto and the Brotherhood.
Welcome to
the Exactly, time. Yeah. Oh, God. There was that one, and also I'm not going to not mention Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the arcade game.
Ooh.
How many quarters did you lose on that motherfucker? Yeah.
I remember using a $10 roll once, and I still didn't beat it. And I played it four players.
Yeah.
And I still couldn't beat it. Pissed.
I was so happy when I beat that game. You know where I played that game? Pistol Pete's Pizza.
I think I played that Showbiz Pizza a few times.
That's another aspect that's not there anymore. I mean, Showbiz, which turned into Chuck E. Cheese.
No, there still is. I mean, well, it's
Chuck E. Cheese.
It's focused. It's geared more towards the younger kids now than it is the older.
It's always been the younger kids. We're just older.
They used to have games like Ninja Turtles and X-Men, some fighting games weren't so graphic. Now it's all just like kiddie stuff.
I wouldn't know. Like, I haven't been in one.
I've been. Chuck E. Cheese, Peter Piper's is the same way. Like, instead of nothing but video games and, like, skee ball, like, hey, let's put a ball pit in here and let's do all this other stuff. It's more geared towards the, like, birthday parties and kids, not to, like, Celebration Station. Mm-hmm. Like, that stuff was geared to, like, teenagers. They had batting cages. They had go-karts. Right. They had the mini golf.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Make-out golf, basically, if you got the right tunnel.
Right, yeah.
And then all the video games and shit were out there. And even there... My fondest arcade memories, I don't know if you remember, if you've been here long enough, there used to be a Malibu Grand Prix, but it was a castle off of 610 and I-10.
I'm not too familiar with that one.
It was a Malibu Grand Prix castle, and it had like a go-kart track with like legit go-karts where you had to have a legitimate license to drive.
Now, I remember Super Track.
That might have been next to it. Because I think that's what that was. The Super Track that was connected.
So if they're off of 45, right before you get to 610 from this side?
You mean before you hit the Beltway? It was on the right? Like if you're going south?
Yeah, we're thinking the same place. I'm just giving you opposite
directions.
That's
not there anymore, but I still drive by and I remember the track.
It's like a Chinese place or something like that.
And that place...
The Super Track, that was the place to go.
Dude, that castle had like a line as far as your eye can see. When you're a kid, everything looks big.
Right, right.
So you see this line of like 25 pinball machines. And then all these games that are like right in the center. Oh,
were you a big pinball
player? I loved pinball. My dad got me hooked into pinball. Almost every other Saturday, we would go to Malibu. He'd break out like his pocket full of huge... He had his huge-ass hand. There were quarters like dripping down. He's like, "Oh my god, this is crack for kids." And I'm out there freaking Malibu getting high.
Until you had to convert them to tokens.
Oh, I hated that. Oh, you know why? Because all the tokens were different. Like the Chuck E. Cheese tokens were the size of like flattened nickels off a railroad track, and like Malibu's were the size of like Canadian quarters, which like even bigger than the normal.
Well, because they want you to spin them there.
Yeah,
you
know? They want you to spin them.
It makes sense. God. Like a kid, you're like, "Oh, okay, whatever," you know. But you're older, like, "Oh, that's what."
Well, you're a parent, like you, motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I was never really big into pinball machines.
Really?
When I got older, I appreciate them a lot more. And yeah. I do play. If I see one, yeah, I'm gonna mess around with it, you know. But when I was a kid, I got it, you know. I would play, you know, once in a while. But if like all the arcades were taken, then I'd go to the pinball. I guess I'll play this pinball machine. But when I was a kid, early 90s, arcades was where it was at.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Especially like if you knew you were an arcade regular when you got your quarter and you put it right there on the screen and you said next.
Yeah.
And you just waited in line, and at half the time I wasn't looking at the screen, I was looking at the dude pressing his buttons and what he was doing and how he was doing. I was like, I got this.
You studied. You said,
yeah, I studied
because
the
there
guy.
Was no internet. There was no cheat guides or anything like that. You had to play.
And this wasn't like AI. Like AI, you can pretty much figure it out. A lot of the computers and the machines, they're like programmed already to a certain moveset.
Right.
So you can figure out the pattern pretty quick.
Right. Yeah.
But when you're playing with another person that like has no rules or no bounds or whatever, he's going to do whatever the hell he wants to do. You have to see what he's doing and how he's doing it. So that's why I started learning like the mental part of gaming.
Right.
Like, there's one thing when you're playing pinball and it's all on you, and you're playing like Mario Brothers and it's all on you, as opposed to fighting somebody or playing against somebody for the first time, you know what the hell they're going to do. Man, I loved arcades.
Yeah.
I wish that there were more of them around to cater to people our age as opposed
to... There's a few places that do it, but it's like few and far between.
They're,
you know,
very few and far between.
Yeah. Let's get back on track here a little bit. back to consoles. Because clearly, we have a big passion for arcade games and things that happened back in our
day.
Yeah, in our day. We mentioned, you know, I had a Nintendo Genesis From there, it went to PS or PlayStation.
Oh, so you were in the movement from the beginning. The PlayStation movement when they
yeah. came in. Yeah. Yeah. And again, first game for that, Mortal Kombat.
I think how much have you invested in the original Mortal Kombat?
Hold on. Genesis, Sega CD, PlayStation. Later on for PlayStation 2, I think it was Armageddon. I know I bought 3, I think, at one point. Armageddon for sure. Trilogy. I love Trilogy. That was fun. That was like over 60 characters, like all like, oh, like Mortal Kombat Heaven.
Yeah.
And then the later ones that came out for the, you know, some of the current systems. But, well, back then, Mortal Kombat was like, it's on a new system, I'm going to buy it.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway, so PlayStation, Dreamcast.
I dabbled in Dreamcast. A friend of mine had it.
Sold
it to another friend, so we kept it in the family, kind of.
Right. Dreamcast, and then it went to PS2, PS3, Xbox 360, or Xbox One, or Xbox.
Yeah.
And then Xbox 360.
So you had the old Xbox 2, the first one, that huge-ass clunky wired controller?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I didn't really play... I had some games for it. I like the ones that were just exclusive to that. Of course, Halo. Yeah. Jade Empire. That was a beautiful game. I wish they'd make... I don't want to say I wish they'd make another one, but maybe like
HD
it. HD it, yeah. And there were some other ones that I love playing on that one, but I never really played it. And then my buddy showed me how to hack it. So we put a new hard drive in there, and we got a system. So now it's basically an emulator.
Yeah.
It can play DVDs now. And it's got a bunch of old arcade games on there.
Oh, nice.
And even then, I really haven't touched it since. It's over my parents have it. My brother's playing it, so... whatever he did with it, I don't know. But now I have my current systems, the PS3 and the... I mentioned before I had the Wii and then the 360. For you, you kind of mentioned you're always a Nintendo guy.
Mm-hmm.
You had the Nintendo, Super Nintendo.
I basically had almost all the consoles.
Did you have any non-Nintendo systems growing up? Or come along the ages here?
No. The only one that I can say that I have now is the 360, and I was really late to the party. Yeah. I got mine...
I was late to the Xbox party. I was always a PS person.
The E3 where they announced the 360S,
mm-hmm.
they had already cut down the arcade ones, like the arcade bundles for the old system, mm-hmm, from $199 to $149.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That week of E3, Target was giving out a $50 gift card on top of that. So it was basically 100 bones.
Right, right.
And I said, for 100 bucks, I might as well get my feet wet.
Yeah,
so exactly. I got it, and I was like, fuck, why did I get into this owner?
Too late, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But okay.
I had Nintendo, Super Nintendo, N64, GameCube, Wii, and I had the Wii U for a little bit.
I'm forgetting my other Nintendo systems. The 64. I got that. That was after the Genesis.
Yeah.
I got the 64 in 96, I think. And then GameCube. And then the Wii.
Mine's way out of chronological order. I had the Nintendo growing up. I got a Super Nintendo growing up. And then there was this phase where I don't know if I wasn't into it or I just didn't make the time to play them.
You're growing up. Trying to. And then you're... for a little while.
I was dating a girl.
Oh, and, here we go. That's why.
And I would play the PlayStation with her son.
Okay.
She had like an 8-year-old son or 9-year-old son. And she liked the time that I was spending with him. So for Christmas, she got me a GameCube. And I told her, I was like, man, I appreciate that. I used to be a gamer when I was a kid. And the first game I got was Mario Kart Double Dash.
Okay,
and that was it. Like I got right back into video game mode after that. So I went to the basement and I found my old Nintendo. I found my old Super Nintendo, and I started getting back into video games. And then like a couple of years after that, that was when the Wii came out. So when the Wii was coming out, I was ready. Like okay. I waited in line at Best Buy from like 8 o'clock at night to like 7:30 in the morning when they opened the doors. And
so
I
you
got,
did the
that's the first time I ever did that. Yeah,
have you done it since then?
Yeah.
Really?
Like that? I got it like in April or something because it was in the beginning of the year, and then, or in the middle of the year, and then I did it again a few months later because a new girl that I was dating, her parents wanted to get one for the family my ex-wife, she had three sisters and a brother. So me and a mutual friend of ours, we camped out again to get a system for them. And I did the camp out one more time for the Wii U, but that one was a midnight, so I was in line for like 2 or 3 hours, and not even.
What do you think about that camping out? You know, there, because that's the media always likes to take pictures and laugh at the people standing in overnight. And I mean, I wouldn't do it.
Depending on the group, there's something weird, not weird in a bad way, but there's something unique about Nintendo guys. Well, both times that I waited in line, like I got to know like maybe 30 people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had DSs and we linked up with our friend codes and everybody's playing. Mm-hmm. I was like, "Hey man, you want to try this?" Like it felt like a family almost. And you're waiting in line and you're just, everyone's like on the same train of thought. Everyone, you didn't feel alone. Like right. You're like, "Man, I'm going to sit."
It made the time go by.
Dude, there were people playing football or just goofing around in the parking lot and just it felt like an event, you know, and yeah. it felt the time went by really quick. Who's that, Optimus?
Houston Wrestling Radio. What the hell is that?
Yeah. The competition. Yeah. Men in stretchy pants.
Let's see, where were we? Oh, well, you just mentioned something just a second ago. I wanted to bring that up because that was one thing we haven't really talked about, because I don't know how much of an impact it's had on our lives, but handhelds.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think it's any secret, but I'm going to say that Nintendo is the king of handhelds. You can doubt that?
Out of the history, yeah. I would say that.
What was your first handheld?
Ooh, I remember getting... this is how old school I am.
It can't be older than me.
I think I got... somehow, my cousin Sam Villarreal, his dad was a cop, so he was pretty much an Asian kid. He got everything.
Oh.
He got every system, every game. He had the Genesis and the Nintendo system. Earth thing.
Hmm.
I think I somehow got an old Game & Watch handheld when Nintendo did those old like the Tiger handhelds. Nintendo did those.
Did you have any Tiger handhelds?
I had a few. I can't remember.
I had two of them. But Tiger was...
Before Nintendo got in the role with the Game Boy and the Game Boy Color,
mm-hmm.
and then the Game Boy Advanced, and then the Game Boy Micro,
yeah.
and Game Boy SP.
And I think Tiger tried to compete for a little while with Game Boy, but as soon as I can remember, my 9th birthday, might have been my 10th birthday. I don't know. It was one of those birthdays. It was for a birthday. I remember because it was one of the first times I had like a big birthday party, you know. My parents, you know, we had a lot of friends from school and everything. We went to Pistol Pete's Pizza, and I actually got a Game Boy. It was the original Game Boy.
The original thick ass Game Boy?
Yeah.
The gray one?
Tetris and all, yes.
Nice.
That was... And matter of fact, I have a picture in one of my albums or whatever, my mom, I don't know. But there's a picture of me and my friends in my room. They're playing Simple Nintendo, and I'm over here looking at my Game Boy that I just got. So, and that, I played the hell out of Game Boy.
4 AA's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tetris? I mean, that was, yeah. that was innovative, you know, for its time.
It's funny because when I owned my own handheld, I would buy some of the old stuff through the eShop. Those games were freaking hard, mm-hmm. man. I remember buying, they hadn't touched it or HD'd it or anything.
Right.
I got Mario Land, 6 Golden Coins.
Haven't played that one.
The old school Tetris holds up. The mm-hmm. the old first Mega Man that came out on the Game Boy, oh, that holds up.
Did you ever play the first Zelda game that came out for Game Boy?
You're gonna kill me. I'm not a huge Zelda guy.
You pissed me off before. It's not gonna surprise me. That was one of my first games that I played for Game Boy.
Yeah.
And I will say, I'm a
was
big...
Was it the same style as the original Zelda with the gold cartridge where it's like overhead, looking down?
Yeah.
It was?
But black and white.
Yeah.
But that was a really hard game, and every couple of years, I would just like kind of dust it off and put it in, and it was still hard as hell. I mean, I never beat that game, that Zelda game. Zelda games are, I mean, there's some that I can beat really easily, and some of them are just like, I give up.
Yeah.
That was a game. I remember I got a wrestling game for the Game Boy. I think it was Superstars. I can't remember. I think it was Superstars. But that was, I got that around the time when I was a big Ultimate Warrior mark. Or, excuse me, fan. I don't know if there's any wrestling fans listening. But I was a big Ultimate Warrior fan, and it had Ultimate Warrior on it. So damn it, I bought the game, I told my mom, you know, when to get the game. So, but did you? So you had?
I remember it vaguely.
You played it. I mean, you played it.
I vaguely remember some Tiger games, but I know for a fact I never had a Game Boy at all. Until
even
I
color
was
or anything?
Nothing.
Because like, I never got. You know what? I never had a color Game Boy Color.
Really?
Mm-mm. I think later on, my friend got one, or he had an extra one or something, and he let me borrow his, and he never asked for it back, and I think I still have it somewhere.
My first official handheld was actually the DS.
Really?
That was my first handheld. And since it played Game Boy Advance SP games, I started buying some classic
Game Boy Advance. I forgot about
games.
That one, yes.
And then through my addiction of Game Boy Advance games, I wound up buying a very good conditioned Game Boy Micro.
Okay.
And I have that still.
Story about Advance. Okay? When I got... I'm going to say I got the Advance first, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But right when the Advance came out... there was another handheld game that came out. It was called the Neo Geo.
Oh!
Neo Geo Pocket. That was the most badass handheld system I have played, and stylish-wise, the style,
feel, the weight,
the ergonomics, everything of it, the graphics, it was a beautiful system.
So it beat the Game Gear? It beat
the Jaguar? The what?
So it's that badass. I wouldn't know because I never played it.
There was one, do you remember the Lynx?
Oh, yeah! That's another one of those things I never got.
TurboGrafx 16, and the Lynx. What was the TurboGrafx mascot main character? Who's the caveman?
I forgot.
Bongo or something.
I forgot, dude. Because I never... If I didn't have
I had a friend that had the TurboGrafx 16. That was the only time... He was the only person I knew that actually had this TurboGrafx thing. He had that, and he had the power pad. You remember the little power pad for Track and Field for Nintendo?
Yeah.
But the Neo Geo Pocket, the bad thing about that was it was an import system.
Everything was expensive.
And that was a game... That was
the first system I remember as a kid. Oh, you want a Neo Geo? It's going to be $500.
you're one step ahead of me, my friend. We're about to talk about dream systems.
Yeah.
Is there a system that was out at every point that you said... Damn it, you begged. You begged and you pleaded for your
parents.
It
was Neo Geo, because I remember playing King of Fighters, Art of Fighters. I forget the game, but it involved like dinosaurs that you were fighting each other while destroying buildings in a city.
Mm-hmm.
I forget. And they had a badass plane game, kind of like a cross between Sky Shark and R-Type.
Like kind of like 1942.
Like Raiden, kind of.
Okay, yeah.
Like Raiden. Oh, wanted that so bad.
Samurai Showdown was where it was at for me.
That's it, too. Samurai Showdown. Oh, fuck. Neo Geo, at the time, they didn't...
It was so freaking expensive. It was like $1,000.
I think, to me, it was like quality, not quantity.
Exactly.
There weren't that many games.
Right.
That was the first arcade where there was a one-player button, a two-player button, and then that button in the middle. And if you pressed it, it flipped to the next game.
Yes.
Like, there was like four or five different games. Yes. They had a fighting game, they had a sports game, they had the plane game, and then they had the dinosaur game.
Do you remember on this system when it was actually available to purchase? If you're a millionaire or something, you can afford it. It wasn't controllers. It was joysticks.
Yeah.
It was arcade controllers.
Yeah.
For a home system, and that was... innovative.
That was a big deal at the time.
Oh, absolutely. And, of course, because no one could afford it.
Yeah.
That was... I'm probably going to agree with you on that. I'm going to say probably the Neo Geo. The
Neo Geo.
Just because the exclusiveness of it, I guess. Yeah. You know, the elitism of it. You know, that he's like, if you had a Neo Geo, you're going to mess with this guy. You know? Right?
Because... Yeah. I always wanted that. And even now, like, even if I were to decide to try to find a U system, and even now, the Wii U shop and the Wii shop, they had Neo Geo as their, one of the systems you can buy old games from. Yeah. It won't be the same.
No, dude.
I couldn't get that same feeling.
Not at all, no.
And that's probably not why now, more than ever, I don't buy, like, games off to download. I would rather go to a flea market or go to eBay or go to a pawn shop and try to find the game originally and play it on the original system to get that feeling instead of, like, downloading Mega Man 4. To play when I can easily go to like a pawn shop or go to a Mexican flea market and get Mega Man 4 for like $5 and then get a little bottle of alcohol and some Q-tips and clean it out, you know, and then, you know.
We know the tricks. I don't think we have to explain the tricks here and you know exactly what you're talking about. Okay, real quick. Games are expensive.
Oof.
Always have been, always will be. When you buy it, you think of it as an investment because it's right now, $60 a pop, right?
Yeah.
What would you say would be a buyer's remorse for a video game?
Oh. When I was younger,
mm-hmm.
there was this game on the Nintendo called Silent Service, where it was you were in a submarine and you were looking for ships. So you can sink them and like engage in battle and try to sink them. I don't know if I had never understood the premise of the game when I was a kid, but I remember breaking at least 2 NES controllers out of rage, like throwing it against the wall until they fell apart because I couldn't get the freaking game and I was so pissed off that my parents would not let me play Nintendo or they would not buy me another game until I played it. And I didn't. And even to this point, the fact that I still have this much rage over a fucking game of like Silent Service, it freaking... Oh!
Silent Service.
Silent Service.
I can...
It's over 20 years in my life, and I still remember that game. 20 years! Cleveland fans have not hated LeBron that long.
Give him time.
Black people have not hated Michael Jackson that long. I've detested that game.
It's your nemesis?
Yes. If there was like a mascot shaped like the video game cartridge with a Silent Service sticker on it, I would go to prison for manslaughter. I would take it out, literally. I hated that game. Jeez. Trav.
You know, I'm going to... Because a lot of the newer games, I don't really buy them anymore. I'll buy them once I know they're good. So I can't really say anything current. But, not really my buyer, but me buying the game. But when I was a kid, I waited forever to get the video game for the Nintendo for Back to the Future.
Oh!
I don't know why this game is coming to my head right now, but that game was a big stinking pile of shit. And when I was a kid, I just... I was waiting so much for that game to come out, you know, and it finally came out, and I just looked around like, what is this?
These pixels do not add up to Marty McFly.
Yeah. And I think the same thing applies to, they made a video game for Back to the Future Part 2 and 3 all as one game, and you could switch, you could pretend, you know, you can go to different games, whichever you wanted, between the movies. And I think as a kid, I tried to say that was a good game, I tried to give it a... It's good. I'm trying.
It's all right.
But I think I was kidding myself. You know, I don't know why those two games just came up in the just out of the blue in my head. I don't know.
Because back in the day, you had to have buyer's remorse. You couldn't return it, and you couldn't.
There was no GameStop,
and you couldn't. And some of the games you couldn't rent them because other people were renting them.
Yes.
So sometimes you'd have to just suck it up and take the hit or have your parents take the hit.
Do you remember the precursor to GameStop? The first time I remember seeing a shop where you can actually buy used games, Funko Land.
Yes.
It was always in the back of like comic books and things like that, and in current like your Sunday newspaper ads and things like that. Funkoland, and it would tell you, you know, this had like rows of video games that they had for a few dollars here and there. I'm like, okay, I'll go buy a used video game, sure. I remember there was one in Pasadena off of Spencer and Burke, right next to the old Target. Neither one of those are there anymore. But I remember that's where I would go. That was like the first time it was like a video game store to buy, like, resell games, like buy, sell, trade games, you know? And then GameStop eventually came in. I don't know if that was a different, I think that was a different company altogether, but yeah. Funkoland just didn't, they couldn't make it, so. Yeah. But, Funkoland, I just remember that for some reason. I don't know. So if you have buyer's remorse, you can always go to Funkoland, return it. Now you got GameStop. For now, until they get out of business because of all the new stuff, the stuff that's going on with the current game consoles,
yeah.
Which we got right now, we have the Wii U, we have PS4,
and the Xbox One.
Xbox One, which I have none of.
I will admit to this: I was in that line waiting to get the Wii U. I got the Wii U.
Mm-hmm.
I shelled out the $350 for the deluxe 32 GB in black.
Mm-hmm.
I got the new Super Mario Brothers, and it came with Nintendo Land. And as good as the games were, it's the same issue that I had with the Wii for a while. I think the thing with Nintendo, it's that for the most part, a lot of people buy Nintendo solely.
Wow.
Solely for the Nintendo games.
Yeah.
So like, when the new Mario comes out, when the new Zelda comes out, when the new Donkey Kong comes out, when you play it, you're going to be hooked on it for a couple of weeks, maybe a month or two.
Mm-hmm.
And then once that fades out, it collects dust, and you play everything else or you do something else until the next big major thing comes out. And I had a tendency with the Wii, when I would buy new games, that I would finish them so fast and complete them at 100% that there was no incentive for me to keep playing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would collect dust.
Yeah.
So what I did, I took my sweet ass time on New Super Mario Brothers to the point where I didn't want to play it, because at the time I was with my ex-wife and her daughter, and we would play it together, but we rarely had the time, and I didn't want to play it and beat it alone. So that sat there, and I got addicted to like one or two games on Nintendo Land, but then after that it sat there, and then like 2 months or 3 months in, I was like, man, I need to get some kind of return on this investment, because I don't want this to happen the way it happened with the Wii also.
Right, yeah.
So I sold it, and I took maybe a $40 loss on it.
Mm. It's not too bad, though.
Yeah. And now, having Lisa's Wii U with Lisa, I'm barely getting it. I'm about 85% finished with the new Super Mario Brothers that I had when I first
got it. Take your time with it. Have fun with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have, you know, any of the current ones. This is how I've always been.
I wait
at least a couple years before I get a new system.
Decent library, get all the bugs fixed.
Yeah, exactly.
Price drop.
One of the reasons I didn't get an Xbox when it first came out was because the Red Ring of Death.
Yeah, that too.
I was like, I'm not gonna buy a thing that could possibly, you know, become a brick.
Yeah.
You know, screw that. And then that's when they introduced the S, and I was like, okay, well, I guess it's okay now, as long as they fix that little glitch. Now, are you planning on anticipating? I know you've always been a Nintendo dude, so you already have. You have access to the Wii U. Are you set? Are you good
with that? There's maybe the only thing that even remotely intrigues me to get an Xbox One is Forza Motorsports 5, because like Forza Motorsports 4, it is co-branded with the TV show Top Gear from the United Kingdom, and I am a huge car guy.
Yeah.
So whenever they had Clarkson, Hammond, and James May describing all the cars and showing all these like videos of the cars, that was the incentive for me above everything else. Oh, hey, let me drive whatever car I want on the Top Gear test track, you know. And they have the same partnership for that game for Part 5 too. Other than that, I kind of was interested in Titanfall, but they ported that down just like they ported down Pago 2. I kind of sort of wanted to just try out Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare. If that doesn't get ported out, it's not going to hurt my feelings. Lisa's thinking about getting a new gen console because they're doing Kingdom Hearts 3, and she's a huge Kingdom Hearts fan.
That won't be for the Wii U?
No. Xbox One and PlayStation 4. So, and other than that, there isn't. I don't think there's any incentive because I'm still old school. Like I don't use my video game console as my Netflix, my Hulu, my DVD player, my Blu-ray player, my streamer, my everything. If I have a video game console, that's all it's gonna do. I have a computer. I have other stuff for the rest, so that I don't overwear it out to the point where 2 years gone by, I killed it because I've done everything to it instead of just do games. What you gotta buy a game console for?
Yeah.
So there isn't anything that motivates me right now. Especially with the price, dude. $400 to step into the new console?
No.
You can go to Groupon and get a refurbished Nintendo Wii U for under $200.
Really?
Yeah.
You need to show me that.
Factory refurbished. And there's some good deals on some... There's some really good games. Now the Wii U's got an established library. You've got Zombie U, which is a really good game.
Oh, dude, for E3, I saw the Zelda clips.
Yeah.
That looked freaking beautiful, man. Oof.
Dude,
I was right then and there. No, literally, that same day I saw that clip from E3, I was on eBay looking for a Wii U. Seriously, I've never done that before.
Wow.
Just that one game. I've never been the guy to just like buy a system for a game. But that might do it for me. I liked the Wii U at first. And I liked it because my wife liked it also. That was a big selling point for me, too. Because if she plays it, it's easier for me to justify having it out in the living room. The Wii U seemed like it was too gimmicky. You know? Like there's too much stuff going on with it.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to mess with it at the time. And like I said before, I got the 360 with the Kinect and we just got rid of that. But going back, like matter of fact, we were just at Best Buy the other day. And we were just walking around, just browsing. And I saw a Wii Mini. Like I guess they still have...
Oh, it's the little red one, but it doesn't have online access. Like, it doesn't have Wi-Fi.
Oh, yeah.
So all you can do is just play the disc for whatever game it's on, and that's it. Like, you can play Mario Kart to your heart's content.
Right. Well, it comes with a Mario Kart.
Yeah, but you can't play online. Yeah, and even now, they shut down all the servers for the Wii to transfer it over to the Wii.
So I was looking at it, and I was like, man, I miss the games for the Wii. Because it had Galaxy.
Not entirely, my friend. Wii U's backwards compatible.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, because here's some of the games I have for the Wii. I had Galaxy, No More Heroes. Oh, that's a good game. Played the hell out of that game.
That's good.
The Smash Brothers. A game, it's not like a hardcore game or anything, but my wife loved it, and it was something that we loved to play. Boomblocks.
Nice. Puzzle game.
Yeah, it was nice. It was nice, little fun, a little hang back and just, you know, and mess with the puzzle. And that was, we tried to make that as a party game, but we found very quickly that was kind of a too much of a gimmick, you know, to have it as a party game for when friends came over. So we gave that up. But that was a fun game that she just liked to play. So because we bought that and the sequel to it. but you know, that was a fun little system, and I never beat the second Galaxy.
Oh really?
Yeah.
That Mario Galaxy 2. And Donkey Kong Returns for the Wii. Those games, I ran through each of those in like a week or a week and a half. The Donkey Kong, I bought it on a week's vacation that I had.
Yeah.
And I plowed through it that week. And I can feel the gray hairs growing out of my head because those two games. Mario Galaxy 2, I beat it the 100 red coins and the 100 green coins. Everything. I perfected out. Donkey Kong Returns... I beat the games, but I didn't get all like the letters spelled out on all the levels because, oh my god, that game. If you remember being in your teens playing the original Donkey Kong Country on the Super Nintendo and how frustrating it was.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Imagine when you're older and you don't have the patience that you did when you were older, when you were younger. That's Returns in a good way. Like, it's challenging enough to where you'll want to keep playing, but it's not too hard that you'll just drop it and give up. But man, it was worth it. Damn, that shit was painful.
Also, when we were walking around the store, I have been telling her for a long time that you know, I'm debating on PS4, Xbox One. You know, I was weighing the options. The more I was thinking about it, I told her, you know, I think I know what I want. When the time comes for the new system, I want to go with the PS4.
Really? What set it apart?
For right now, I like my 360 for the games, and for a while I was using it as a media center, but I've noticed over the course, once PlayStation 3 has the apps that Xbox have. For whatever reason, it seems to run a little bit smoother. Mm-hmm. I have the WWE Network. Mm-hmm. That's a lot smoother on PS3. 10 times. I had the HBO app on there. It took Xbox. It was weird. It took Sony a long time to put it on there, but once they did, I think it ran a little bit smoother. Also, that's just its preferences. As far as the
like Ford or Chevy, basically,
pretty much, yeah. And I've always been a PlayStation guy. I'm not going to say PSX. I'm going to say PlayStation.
Yeah.
And then PS2, PS3. I'm going to go with the PS4. Continue mm-hmm. the lineage.
Yeah.
PS3. I got that. They were expanding on their media, and like I said, I had some friends that were on Xbox, even though I don't play with them online. And they had, I didn't tell you this before. Another factor in me playing games on the 360 was more memory.
Yeah,
I had a 250 gig hard drive as opposed to my 80 gig mm-hmm.
PlayStation 3.
PS3, which at the time 80 gigs was holy shit, you got 80 gigs. Now it's like, that's all you got is 80 gigs.
Like 80, I wired a terabyte to mine.
Yeah, right, yeah. I've already hacked it in and hardwired and everything. I don't know. At heart, I'm just a PlayStation guy. I think my first system after that's going to be a PS4.
Okay.
People can bitch and argue about it. They want an Xbox One, whatever. I've heard so many negative things when Xbox One was coming out. It kind of soured me on it. So I'm just going to stick with PS4. And I think it's a little bit cheaper, too, if I remember.
No, it's the same price now. The PlayStation always been $399. Xbox One was $499, but now they're selling the bundle without the Kinect Plus.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's what I'm saying. They have to modify their packages to compete with the full PlayStation package. So that's another reason. I'm just gonna probably just stick with them. So, I think we covered everything that we're.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Is there more stuff there? anything that you want to get off your chest or anything?
Dude,
or?
Something we haven't talked about yet, about the handheld stuff. This is another handheld right now.
That is true. Yeah. Everybody's a gamer now.
Yeah.
Pretty
everybody.
Much.
Everybody.
Whether you think you're a gamer or not, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a smartphone and you play...
if you play Solitaire on your phone,
if you play Candy Crush or any Facebook games or anything like that, guess what?
You're a gamer.
You're a gamer.
If you're on Farmville and you've got like 3 stalks of beans and corn and shit that you got to give to your neighbors, if you know all that, guess what? You're a gamer.
You know what I have noticed over the years for myself, and I don't know if you're going to be the same way or not, but you probably are, I think. I used to be like a really serious gamer. I would play a game. If I was stuck on something, I would keep...
To the bitter end.
And I would be more involved in what's coming out, this and that, what the hardcore games are and everything. I've noticed over the years, I'm more of a casual gamer now. It's not that important to me. Don't get me wrong, I love video games. Obviously, we're talking about it. We've been talking about it for over an hour now.
Yeah.
But I'm not a hardcore gamer.
I think you're hitting that lull point right now. I think once you get a PS4 and you start playing a lot of the games that you like, but on the new machine where it's all more vivid, more color,
It's not only that. What it is, gaming in general has gone online.
Yeah.
And it's a younger, it's a younger kid's, game nowadays, I'm not going to go online. I'm sorry. I don't do multiplayer games. Unless I know for sure my friends are on there.
Here's what I don't do that I've never done, except for maybe one game out of Force. I never play computer games.
Computer games.
I never play games like if it was Call of Duty on the PC. I never got the PC version.
Yeah.
The only game I ever played was Mega Man versus Street Fighter because it was a free download that Capcom did because it was mm-hmm. a fan made game
mm-hmm.
and it was only for the computer.
Yeah.
So I had to use the computer. I had to use the keyboard, and even then, I didn't play it that much because the keyboard was too uncomfortable for me.
Yeah.
There's a mod where you can actually use like a Xbox 360 controller and plug in the USB to it, but that moment passed. Like I don't do it anymore.
Did I already mention computer games earlier? As far as like for God mode and all that stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, I vaguely mentioned before. Yeah, then I was playing computer games back mid 90s, early in the 2000s. I was a serious computer like PC gamer. Yeah. First-person shooters. I was, for a while, I was actually into real-time strategies. Command and Conquer, Age of Empires, you know, things like that. Build your armies type thing, you know. But until Xbox, PS3 came out, that's when I realized PC games are good, but why invest in a computer game where you have to constantly kind of upgrade parts, and by the time you have it for a year, it's already outdated, you got to buy new video cards, things like that. And that was my problem. It was taking me too long to catch up, you know, because I have car notes, I got bills, I got other things going on, and I don't got time nor the money to be thrown into my computer, you know, unfortunately, which is a shame, really, but... I was thinking, instead of that, why don't I just get a console?
Yeah.
And just be done with it. You know?
And especially since the last ones lasted so long.
Xbox exactly, and exactly. And that's where my transition, I think, began from hardcore gamer, computer gamer, to just casual console player. And again, that toppled on with the online aspect of it. I tried doing online, and I very quickly realized it's not for me. Especially when little kids are yelling in my ear how stupid I am about it.
Oh, that just depends what you're doing. Yeah. I mean...
Like Halo and things like that? No, I'm done with that. I tell you what, I played a game... The only time I had a good experience the only good experience I had playing against other strangers on Xbox Live was X-Men Legends.
Ooh.
Remember the overhead?
Yeah.
Gauntlet style? That was an online feature. That was the first time I really sat down, put the headphones on, and just said, screw it. People want to play, they can join me, whatever. And we were playing, and what I realized with a game like that, it had older players like myself, and we were just, it was like from midnight or whatever, and we were just kind of shooting the breeze, just, you know, having a good time and just talking, and that was fun.
I know exactly what you mean. I played a lot of online during Transformers, War for Cybertron, and Fall of Cybertron, and Call of Duty Black Ops 2, and with the headsets involved, I would not use it and just turn the volume off because there were a lot of young kids that thought they were like fucking the best shit. Mm-hmm. But when I played the only games that I've bought that I've beaten so far with gotten all the achievements on is Plants vs. Zombies for the 360, X-Men Arcade for the 360, and the original Ninja Turtles arcade game for the 360 off the arcade classics. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When I played the X-Men arcade with the 6 players and 4-player Ninja Turtles, those were guys that were our age all hell-bent on getting the most score because you knew what the whole point of the game was. Exactly. And it was just for nostalgia.
Exactly.
Yeah. Shooting the shit and just, like, enjoying yourself. Like, you're making brand new friends, and then sooner or later, my, like, friend list went from, like, 8 to, like, 40. With guys that I didn't know because they'd like, hey, we're going to do this in a couple of days. Like it almost felt like a mandate. Like, okay, dude, Friday night, I'll get a 6-pack and we'll all just get on the headsets. We'll wire up and we'll make a room and then we'll just shoot the shit and like, keep fun, you know? Yeah. But playing with the younger crowd, it's weird, dude.
Yeah,
the only exception, because you don't get the option, I was destroying people on Mario Kart for the Wii online because there was no headsets, there was no like camera, there was nothing. It was pretty much like you and 11 different ghosts that you don't know what they're gonna do, and you just balls to the wall. I loved it, and even after the Wii came out, I still played that shit online. And even now, I'm playing Mario Kart 8 with Lisa online, and it's fucking awesome, dude. Because you don't have to worry about voices and opinions other stupidity and like immature shit. You just play, and then if you suck, you leave, and if you're good, you keep going, and then until you don't want to go anymore. That's the other thing I was going to ask you, because I'm going to answer my own question. My favorite franchise that I keep playing is Mario Kart. Not Mario, not Donkey Kong, not Zelda, not Metroid. Mario Kart, because I have fond memories of blowing in the control in the cartridge for Super Nintendo. I grew up through it. I got the Super Nintendo one. I had the N64 version later on because I got my N64 like years later. The Super Circuit for Game Boy Advance. Double Dash for GameCube, which is one of my favorite all-time games ever. And then Mario Kart for the DS. No, first Mario Kart for the... Yeah, it was Mario Kart for the DS. and then it was Mario Kart on the Wii, and then now Mario Kart for the Wii
what
U.
Are you naming?
And then before that, Mario Kart 7 that was on all the Mario Karts. I've played every single one of them. I've damn near mastered, if not completely mastered, every single one of the Mario Karts so far, even from childhood. That's what I remember growing up. Like, if I had to pick one franchise as my favorite of all time, it'd be the Mario Kart franchise.
Wow.
What's yours?
Two-parter. All time, even though I may not have played all the games, but my personal favorite, Zelda.
Wow.
Okay. That's my, I guess, the lineage, I guess. That's, if I have a guy that I go to, a game that I go to for... Long term.
Yeah. That's why I was leery picking Mario, because it's obvious I've got the star tattoo on my neck. It's easy for me to say Mario. I haven't even touched half of the Mario games, dude. Exactly. I've never played Sunshine.
Exactly.
I've never played RPG. I've never played Mario 64. I've never played, like, Mario is Missing when you're playing as Luigi. There's a lot of stuff I haven't touched.
Okay. This is where I'm going to go into, I think, your territory over Mario Kart. Okay. I said Zelda was my overall.
Yeah.
Like, all time, right? But my favorite franchise, Mass Effect.
Wow, really?
Yep.
And there's only three of them.
There's
so
only
far.
Three of them.
But you've grown up from the beginning. Like, you, when it came
as
out.
As soon as my friend Abel told me about it, he said, dude, you. As soon as I told him, I got an Xbox. Have you played Mass Effect yet? No? Go buy Mass Effect.
Oh, so he wasn't enough of a friend to let you borrow his.
I don't blame him. I wouldn't let you borrow it. That's damn sure.
Even now, 8 years later, you wouldn't let me borrow the first Mass Effect.
Let me think. No.
No. You motherfucker.
No. I'm not gonna let anybody borrow the Mass Effect game. You kidding me? No. No. Like you said, it's only three games, but. What it encompasses, a whole universe.
That game just made you salivate because you said it's just three games. Do you want me to get your napkin, bro? There's one right there.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. What was I saying? Oh yes, it's a damn good game. But for people who like Mass Effect, I shouldn't have to explain that.
Yeah. That goes back to another reason why I can't invest into, like, Xbox One or PS4, because there's so, like I said, I feel like I've gotten really late to the Xbox party. Like, by the time I got to the Xbox, there was already rumors that they were working on the next one. Mm-hmm. So I've never touched Batman stuff. I've never touched Mass Effect stuff. I'm barely now getting into some of the old Call of Duty stuff. I've never touched Halo. Even for the if I were to get my hands on a PlayStation 2, I've never touched God of War. I've never gotten to the old Forzas. There's so much back catalog for me to get into, because knowing the other consoles.
But now that should make it good for you, though, because now you have pick and choose what you want to play.
Yeah, because I don't want to jump onto a console and play like Halo 5 on Xbox One without knowing what the hell happened on Halo 1, 2, 3, Reach, 4, ODST, and all these other Halo games.
Hey, you named them. Very good.
You know, I'm surprised I named them all, actually. Like, I don't have any of that knowledge.
Right.
So, and even now, like we said earlier about buyer's remorse, half that stuff's cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And used. I can just get a copy or go to a pawn shop and get a copy.
I had the same feeling for that when I got the Xbox. Especially, that's when I got the 360. For Gears of War.
I've only played part three a handful of times.
Buyer's remorse. I bought part one and two.
The combo?
No, it was two separate games. Oh, but okay. I got them at GameStop for like $2 a piece. It was ridiculously cheap. So I was like, oh, screw it. I'll buy it. Yeah, I'm not that cheap. I'm not Chris.
You don't break out change and slap it on the table. What can I get for 72?
No, I did that. No, I broke out change. I gave them quarters. I work at a bank, remember? No. Okay. So I bought that. I played Gears of War 1. I got a few missions into it. Okay. And I've heard it got better, you know, especially Gears of War 3.
Gears of War 3 is fucking boss, dude.
See? That's what I
From hear. The handful I did. Yeah. But at the same time,
That's another.
But I wanted to play from the start.
It wasn't its own story. Like, you had to have known a lot of what happened before for everything to make sense, for you to understand what you're doing through the game. Exactly. For me to be like, I want to get into this, but reason, I don't know everything.
That's the only reason I went out and bought part one and two, because I wanted to get. I figured if I get past those two, then I'll go and do it. But yeah. It's just things like that. I think that's what you're talking about the the Halo things and things like that. But okay, so we got favorite. Series, franchises, Mass Effect, man, I'm telling you. Screw it, for people who don't know, you can start your game on Mass Effect 1, beat the game, your character continues to part 2, whatever you did in part 1 affects what you did in part 2, and then part 3 goes, and it's the same thing, whatever you did in part 1 and part 2 affects what you did in part 3.
Thank you for reminding me, I have not bought episode 3 of season 2 of The Walking Dead video game for the Xbox that I have to do. I haven't even finished episode 2 yet, like I got halfway through it, and just because of time. Yeah. Like, because it's not that I'm a casual gamer now. When there's good stuff coming, like I know Smash Brothers is coming,
right,
for the Wii U.
Oh, don't get me wrong, I'm already
hooked on Mario Kart. Like, all I needed like 2 or 3 good games, and I can be addicted for life. Like, I know I'm never gonna get tired of this Mario Kart. As soon as I start like mastering the tracks, I'm my own motherfucker. So between that, Smash Brothers will be my first one. I kind of want to see what Mario 3D World for the Wii U is all about, because cat suits. And then maybe if somehow by God or the devil's great graces we wind up getting a new F-Zero game, that's all I'm going to need. And yeah. A new Mega Man game. If there's a new Mega Man game, like I can part the water or whatever, I don't know. I'm getting that. That's it. That's all I'll need. 4 or 5 games for Nintendo. That's the way it was with the GameCube. All I had was the Mega Man... collection. I had the Mega Man X collection. Other than that, I had Mario Kart Double Dash, Mario Golf Toadstool Tour, Super. I had Paper Mario Thousand Year Door, and then I had a couple of like the Namco collection and the Williams collection and the Namco collection, I think. And other than that, those are all the games that I needed, and that's all I played on the GameCube.
Yeah,
like I never touched Luigi's Mansion. I never touched any of the other games. Mario Sunshine, I never touched them. Those were enough to hold me over. And Mario Baseball, that's all I needed to hold me over. The Wii, I had Mario Kart. I had a couple of Guitar Heroes, Guitar Hero Metallica. I had Dance Dance Revolution Mario Mix, which is completely crazy.
I'm just gonna edit that part out.
Nah, if your wife likes dancing games, one night I'll bring it. Like, it's kind of like you have the dance pad there.
Like, I know what Dance Dance Revolution.
One of the mini missions is you run up to the flag like you're finishing the level. So you're literally running on the pad, and then when you cross the line, you jump on it. Like, just little things like that to make you feel like you're actually doing Mario Brothers stuff, right. gets you hooked onto the game. And there were just a couple of games for the Wii that I just needed those. And that held me over for the entire life of the game.
Yeah,
you know. So I'm having the same thing with the Wii U. There's just a couple of games that I'm looking for, and after that, I really don't need anything else.
I'm the same way with the 360. To your point about me, that's the same way. I'm the same way. Just give me a few games, like good games that I can sit down and play. Mass Effect, the Batman games, Transformers games. Although I beat those pretty fast, actually.
Yeah.
Walking Dead, things like that. Xbox Live has been doing the gold. You get the free downloads. Games
every month.
Yeah. I've downloaded probably 7 or 8 games.
You haven't touched them.
I haven't touched a single one. I may have done like maybe 1 or 2 and played a game of it.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
There's a reason why they're downloads now.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I wanted to give Dead Rising a chance because I was a fan of the Frank West stuff, but I just
I played one game of it.
Yeah.
My friend gave me a copy of Alan Wake like 2 years ago. It's on my hard drive right now. Haven't touched it. So
one game you're anticipating that's coming.
I just said it. Zelda. But I needed Wii U for it.
I think for me, the game I'm waiting for the most is the Mighty Number 9. I hope I get this right because it'll make me look like a complete idiot.
Only the first time.
The Inafune, Kenji Inafune, the guy that the creator of Mega Man.
Okay.
Since Capcom didn't want to do anything with the license anymore and he left Capcom,
he decided to make his own version of Mega Man.
Oh, wow.
Which is the Mighty Number 9. And it got crowdfunded through Kickstarter, and it reached its goal in, like, 3 days. And it got to the point where it reached the goal that it's actually going to be released on consoles. Like, 1, 4, yeah. Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, Wii U.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's pretty much the exact premise of Mega Man, where the guy made 9 robots and the 9th robot was the good guy, and you gotta go and beat all of them to get anything that involves Mega Man. I'll give it a shot, and if it's from the original dude, I'm gonna give it a focused shot. So as soon as Mighty Number 9 comes out, I'm all over that, all over it. And then a close second, because Mega Man's in Smash Brothers.
Right, yeah.
I'm gonna
give
that a shot too.
Yeah. All Smash Brothers. That's another that was another game that caught my, you know, anticipation level ready for the Wii U, you know.
Destiny looks kind of cool, but first person shooters aren't like my forte. Like,
and it's online, isn't it?
Yeah, I practice. Like, I'm not the best guy in first person shooters. I just like old school stuff. I like 8-bit. I like side scrolling.
I like old school first person shooters, like Wolfenstein, Doom 2.
Yeah.
These new ones, it got me out of first person shooters. I was playing Call of
Duty. Too complex.
Dude, I don't want to be, like, being shot at this whole time. And, like, every time I get shot, the screen turns red. And it's, like, it's, like, covered up the sides of my screen. It's, like, I can't see nothing. It's making me get hit even more. You know? I'm just... Maybe it's because I'm older and...
It's because you're old, Pops.
Yeah. These little kids are shooting me up all the time. Jeez. So, anyway.
With bullets.
Yeah. Yeah, that too. Yeah. I think that's... I mean, are we...
Dude, I think we got our point across.
Yeah, we like games.
Yeah, they're all right.
Yeah, they pass the time.
Yeah.
These newfangled machines.
Oh god!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on our first episode. Hopefully, there'll be a second episode.
Yeah, as soon as we come up with a cool title.
Yeah, it won't always be about video games. Obviously, the title "Pop Goes the Culture." We'll talk about different things, like we mentioned before. You know, got maybe some comic books, cartoons, movies, TV shows. You know, anything that's kind of tickling our fancy.
Oh, I'm gonna put you on the spot then, since you said that on the air. All
right.
We have to watch the MTV Video Music Awards. That's pop culture to somebody, and they still do it.
They still do them.
Yeah, so we'll have to watch it one night, and we'll review it on the next episode.
Can I download the MTV Video Music Awards from 92?
Oh, the good stuff. We can go back and revisit some old ones. Oh, dude. Yeah.
We'll do a review of it. Yeah, we'll review. Yeah. I'll write that down. All right, review. I'll write that down right now. MTV Video Music Awards. VMAs.
Yeah, the VMAs. The VMAs.
There, I see I wrote it down right there, so I don't forget there. If this is a video thing, you can see it running it out. Okay.
So we'll find a way to get this out to everybody. If you're hearing it now, then we got it to you.
We were successful in our endeavor.
So yeah, you can what's your you're not on Twitter, are you?
No, what's Twitter? I'm an old man, remember?
Where can they find us?
They can't.
Don't find us, we'll find you.
YouTube, we'll find a way. We'll get this out here somehow. If not, we'll do something. We'll get this out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
All right. So
is
this the part where we sign off?
This is us signing off.
Okay. Are you gonna do a catchphrase or anything?
God damn it!
That's your catchphrase.
Hi, everybody.
Go fuck yourself, San Diego.